All right, joining us right now, as promised, Steve Snyder, multi-award-winning writer and author of a military aviation book called Shot Down, True Story of Pilot Howard Snyder and the Crew of the B-17 Susan Ruth. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Well thank you. Thank you for your time. And tell us a little bit about what, and by the way, I was looking at this, and you got some pretty big awards. Like, is there an award out there that you haven't won? That's what I'm asking. I guess.
The Ocean 98. Well, yeah,
jeez.
There's a few out there. I think really? I'm up to around 30 now, but there's a few more out there.
I don't think so. I think you have won every award there is to win, so congratulations.
Well, it's because the story is so amazing.
Let's tell everybody, what is this story about?
Well, the book's about the experiences of a 10-man B-17 bomber crew after their plane was shot down over Belgium, the French-Belgium border, in February of 1944. My dad was the pilot. His plane was named the Susan Ruth after my oldest sister, who was 1 year old at the time that he went overseas.
Okay.
And it's also about, so something different happened to each guy after they were shot down. Five of them made it back home, but five of them did not. After my dad bailed out, he was missing in action for 7 months, but he evaded capture. He was hidden by Belgian people for a while, and then he got tired of hiding, so he decided to join the French resistance and started sabotaging German convoys.
Wow.
But something happened to each guy, and it's all about all the Belgian people that risked their lives trying to help him as well after they were shot down.
So now, I'm assuming some of these, you know, your dad, well, he was the pilot of this thing. The plane gets shot down, and the other people, the other survivors of this, where did you get the information, I guess, for the book is what I'm trying to say.
Well, I got some of them from my dad, yeah, and from the other crew members that you survived.
Did. Okay.
I even found the German Luftwaffe pilot that shot down my dad's plane. And interviewed him for the book.
You found the guy who shot down the plane?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not the kind of guy that would hold a grudge. Yeah, I am. I would hold a grudge, I think.
Well, some people say that or ask me that, but I felt a personal connection to the guy because at one moment in life, in history, I guess, you know, his path and my dad's paths crossed. And World War II was the defining moment of my dad's life, or really any guy that fought in World War II. And actually, the gunners on my dad's plane shot him down, too. His name's Hans Berger. He's actually still alive. He's 95 years old and lives in Munich, Germany. But he bailed out, and he made it through the war.
Wow. That's incredible.
That is incredible.
That you were able to do that.
I was going to say, how did you wind up finding him, getting in touch with him, talking to him?
Getting him to agree to meet with you.
Yeah, what was that like?
Yeah. Oh, that was pretty incredible. Actually, I owe it all to my wife that I found the guy, because it never even dawned on me to try to find him, because I thought it'd be absolutely impossible. But one day when I was doing my research for the book, she casually mentioned, well, why don't you try to find the German pilot that shot down your dad's plane, which I thought was, you know, she doesn't know what she's talking about. She's crazy idea. But like a good husband, I did what she told me to do. And I found Hans Berger, and fortunately for me, he became a translator after the war, so he speaks perfect English.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking that scene from a European Vacation where you went to the wrong Hans Berger's house, the guy gave you a totally wrong story, the address was one number off. Yeah, oh, just tell him he shot a plane down. That's fine. Okay.
So when I met with him, he pulled out his logbook, you know, from 1944, and showed me his entry where he wrote down that he shot down a B-17, and then his plane was shot down too, so he had to bail out. It was pretty incredible. I get goosebumps just talking about it. We've become friends, though.
So your dad's story. So your dad gets shot down, survives this, and then what happens to him?
Well, his parachute came down on some trees just north of the French border, and he was dangling 20 feet off the ground and couldn't get down, but a couple Belgium young men came to his rescue before the Germans got to him. And then they took him to a farmhouse nearby. He stayed there one night, and they had to move him after that because they thought it was too dangerous with all those German patrols in the area. And after that, they moved him from house to house to house. You might stay one night at one house or 6 weeks at another house. It all depended on how brave the Belgian people were.
Was he with any of the other four survivors?
No, he was all by himself.
Okay.
Wow, that's got to be
separated completely.
And by the way, is it just like really cliche to get stuck up in the tree in a parachute?
It is.
I mean, it's like, I mean,
the worst feeling.
Have you ever seen anybody not when they're bailing out? They always get stuck in that tree.
Right? Okay. Yes. So they moved them all around. Like I mentioned, how brave the people were who lived there are dangerous. The Belgium underground, what is thought it was for him to stay there, and he almost got found out and captured by the Germans several times. And those instances are described in the book. And then finally, he just got tired of hiding. He wanted to get back in the fight. He heard that the Allies had landed at Normandy on D-Day, June 6th, and so he joined up with the French resistance called the Mackie, which were ragtag guerrilla groups, independent small groups spread throughout France. And they harassed the Germans by sabotaging railway lines, communications, assassinating German officers, attacking convoys. And they had some exciting experiences doing that. And then finally, 7 months after he was shot down, he met up with Patton's Third Army, who had come up through France after D-Day and then got back to England.
What a great story. What amazing.
It's almost like a movie.
Well, a lot of people say it should be made into a movie.
We'll see.
Has anybody contacted you yet to option this? Because it does sound like a movie.
No, not yet. Not yet. There's a lot of stories out there, and it's pretty hard to get one made. But
well, let me say knows? Congratulations for winning all the awards this one. Because as I said, it's they don't have any awards left.
Now you tell the story jumping around from man to man, correct? Or is it in order you finish one story and then you go to the next, or is it kind of in real time?
Oh, no, it's a kind of in linear time. So gotcha. I jump around and talk about what happened to each guy. And it's not just about my dad, but it's about each member of his crew.
But about your dad, what was his morale and mentality like jumping around from town to town, from house to house, knowing that his guys are out there maybe dead or alive, but he doesn't know?
Yeah, it was very stressful because, you know, his plane's attacked, it's on fire, he has to bail out, and when he comes down in a foreign country, has no idea where he is, doesn't know what happened to his other buddies on the crew, can't communicate with the U.S. military, and he's being helped by people that he, you know, doesn't know from Adam. They can't speak the same language at that time. Mm. Any of them could be collaborators and turn them over to the Gestapo, the German secret police. So it was very, very, very stressful.
Wow. And when did he reunite with, how did he find the other guys? When did that happen?
Well, he didn't know what happened to the other guys until he got back to England.
Gotcha. Okay.
And actually, even it was months later before they knew what happened to three of the crewmen.
Great story.
This is incredible.
Yeah, an incredible story. It's called Shot Down, and it is available now, right, Steve?
Yeah. It's available on Amazon. Okay. Barnes & Noble, or if someone wants an autographed copy, they can go to my website and order a signed copy.
Oh, can you get me one signed? Can you get me one signed by LeBron James?
That would be amazing.
So cool.
Yeah, we're huge fans.
See what you can do. Well, Steve Snyder, again, great job on this, and thanks for your time. It's called Shot Down, guys. Look it up on Amazon. A true story.
Well, thank you very much. Another nice thing about the book, there are 200 time period photographs in the book, so you can visualize everything you're reading about. Oh. It's also available as an audio book, too, as well as the print book and the e-book.
Very amazing. Good.
The picture's going to be great. The B-17 Flying Fortress is an amazing plane.
Absolutely.
I'm
stammered by old planes and how long they actually were used. You know, they were still used into the 70s by the Brazilian Air Force?
Wow.
Oh, yeah, they sold them to other countries.
Yeah.
It's a good move. All right, Steve, thank you again, and good luck with the Shot Down. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
You too. Thanks, bye.